Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Appling scores. Pete moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to third for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Radcliffe scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete misplays the ball. That's an error on Pete. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Cochran moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crowder, and towards Rogel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. Crowder moves to second. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen scores. Crowder moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, White Sox. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Geringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crowder scores. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to third. Geringer moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Cochran scores. Geringer moves to third. Greenberg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Goslin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Appling reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Pete bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to third. Vic Sorel now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Hopkins bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas bunts towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pete bunts towards third. Owen catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell bunts towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Vic Sorel. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, White Sox. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 4 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flea Clifton pinch runs for Marv Owen. Hub Walker pinch hits for Firpo Marbury. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.